Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Man 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 Ram Gold Eye and Tim Zakas Baba Basra Daf Ayin, the fourth pair of Kamorchas Habayas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Acha Bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes, Chutz Makarov Ploni, if the seller said he's selling his field except for that specific carob tree, Chutz Masadim Ploni, or except for that specific pruned sycamore, what is the halacha? Although one normally does not acquire such significant trees with a field, does this phrase imply that the buyer should acquire all the other carobs? Or is this added term presumed to be increasing his rights, or just making absolutely sure he retains it? Rav Sheshes answered that he does not acquire the other carobs either, and brought as proof that if one said, Sadi mechur lachutz masada ponis, my field is sold to you, except for that specific field, certainly we do not infer that the buyer acquires all his other fields. Carob trees are also viewed as independent properties. In another version, Rav Sheshes was asked about the one who said, chutz machatzi charov poni, except for half of that specific carob tree. Although he definitely does not acquire the other trees, as before, do we infer that he acquires the other half of this tree? Rav Sheshes answered that he does not, based on a similar argument. Point number two, Rav Amram asked Rav Chista, Hamafkil Eitzel Chaverel B'Shtar, if someone left a pikadon with his fellow and it's recorded in a shtar, and the Nifkad said, Hechazartim Lach, I returned it to you. Is he believed? Do we say, Migu di boy, Amrin Ansu, Mehema? Since if he wanted to lie, he could have said the pikadon was lost through an unavoidable accident and he would be believed, so he's also believed to claim he returned it, or can the Mafkid reply, Shtarchim Yadim, my boy, if you returned it, what is your shtar doing in my hand? Had you returned the pikadon, you would have demanded the shtar. The Rashbam notes that the Nifkad's Migu should be like, Mali Lashak B'Makam Edim. Rav Chisda said the Nifkad is believed and explained that since the Nifkad knew he could claim Ne'ensu at any time, and the Mafkid could not disprove this by arguing Shtarch B'Yadi Maboy, the Nifkad felt no urgency to retrieve the Shtar. Still, since the Nifkad would have to swear if he would claim Ne'ensu, he must also swear if he claims he returned it. And point number three, the Gemara suggests Rav Chisda's ruling is a Malchokas Tanaim and a Braisa. Shtar Kis HaYotzi HaYesomim, a certificate of investment which is brought against orphans, meaning an Iska investment which was managed by the father, which the investor claims from his heir's estate, the Dayani Gola said, Nishba V'Gova Kulo, he swears he was never paid and collects it fully. And the Dayani Eretz Yisrael say he swears and collects only half. Since half the money of an iska is considered like a loan, and half is like a pikadon, the loan half is definitely collected since the father would have to pay it as well, having no defense against the shtar. The Tanaim argue about the pikadon half, and the Gemara suggests that they argue about Rav Chisda's ruling, whether the father could have claimed he returned it. The Gemara concludes that they can all agree with Rav Chisda, but the Dayani Gola argue, if it happened that he repaid him, he certainly would have said so to his children before his death. The Dayani Eretz Yisrael respond, Emor Malcham Mavis Udaanse. We can say the Malcham Mavis snatched him before he can instruct his children. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Acha Bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes, Chutz Macharuv Ploni, if the seller said he's selling his field except for that specific carob tree, Chutz Masadim Ploni, or except for that specific pruned sycamore, what is the halacha? Although one normally does not acquire such significant trees with a field, does this phrase imply that the buyer should acquire all the other carobs? Or is this added term presumed to be increasing his rights, or just making absolutely sure he retains it? Rav Sheshes answered that he does not acquire the other carobs either, and brought as proof that if one said, Sadi mechur lachutz masada ponis, my field is sold to you, except for that specific field, certainly we do not infer that the buyer acquires all his other fields. Carob trees are also viewed as independent properties. In another version, Rav Sheshes was asked about the one who said, chutz machatzi charov poni, except for half of that specific carob tree. Although he definitely does not acquire the other trees, as before, do we infer that he acquires the other half of this tree? Rav Sheshes answered that he does not, based on a similar argument. Point number two, Rav Amram asked Rav Chisda, Hamafkil Eitzel Chaverel B'Shtar, if someone left a pikadon with his fellow and it's recorded in a shtar, and the Nifkad said, Hechazartim Lach, I returned it to you. Is he believed? Do we say, Migu di boy, Amrin Ansu, Mehema? Since if he wanted to lie, he could have said the pikadon was lost through an unavoidable accident and he would be believed, so he's also believed to claim he returned it, or can the Mafkid reply, Shtarchim Yadim, my boy, if you returned it, what is your shtar doing in my hand? Had you returned the pikadon, you would have demanded the shtar. The Rashbam notes that the Nifkad's Migu should be like, Mali Lashak B'Makam Edim. Rav Chisda said the Nifkad is believed and explained that since the Nifkad knew he could claim Ne'ensu at any time, and the Mafkid could not disprove this by arguing Shtarch B'Yadi Maboy, the Nifkad felt no urgency to retrieve the shtar. Still, since the Nifkad would have to swear if he would claim Ne'ensu, he must also swear if he claims he returned it. And point number three, the Gemara suggests Rav Chisda's ruling is a Malchokas Tanaim and a Braisa. Shtar Kis HaYotzi HaYosomim, a certificate of investment which is brought against orphans, meaning an Iska investment which was managed by the father, which the investor claims from his heir's estate, the Dayani Goa said, Nishba V'gova Kulo, he swears he was never paid and collects it fully. And the Dayani Eretz Yisrael say he swears and collects only half. Since half the money of an iska is considered like a loan, and half is like a pikadon, the loan half is definitely collected, since the father would have to pay it as well, having no defense against the shtar. The Tanaim argue about the pikadon half, and the Gemara suggests that they argue about Rav Chisda's ruling, whether the father could have claimed he returned it. The Gemara concludes that they can all agree with Rav Chisda, but the Dayani Goa argue, if it happened that he repaid him, he certainly would have said so to his children before his death. The Dayani Eretz Yisrael respond, Emor Malcham Mavis Udaanse. We can say the Malcham Mavis snatched him before he could instruct his children. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin, and our standard Siman relates to an Ayin, and we use an eye doctor for the Siman. So here goes. The eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree, a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a shomer in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, and an investor arguing with Yosomim about how much of an iska they must return, just the milva half or the Bikadon half as well. Once again, slow motion. The eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. The eye doctor testing the patient by having him find their carob tree, a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, which reminds us, Rav Acha bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes, Chutz Makaru Ploni, if the seller said he's selling his field except for that specific carob tree, Chutz Masadim Ploni, or except for that specific prune sycamore, what is the halacha? Although one normally does not acquire such significant trees with a field, does this phrase imply that the buyer should acquire all the other carobs? Or is this added term presumed to be increasing his rights or just making absolutely sure he retains it? Rav Sheshes answered that he does not acquire the other caribs either and brings a proof. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree, a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a shomer in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, which reminds us, Rav Amram asked Rav Chisda, a mafkid etzel chaverel b'shtar, if someone left a pikadon with his fellow and it's recorded in a shtar, and the nifkad says, I returned it to you, is he believed? Do we say, migudi boy, amr ne'ensu, mehemun, since if he wanted to lie, he could have said the pikadon was lost through an unavoidable accident, and he would be believed, so he's also believed to claim he returned it. Or can the mafkid reply, shtar chabiyadi, my boy, if you returned it, what is your shtar doing in my hand? Had you returned the pikadon, you would have demanded the shtar. Rav Chisda said the nifkad is believed. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a shomer in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, and an investor arguing with you so many about how much of an iska they must return, just the milva half or the bikadon half as well, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, shtar kis hayotzi al yosomim, a certificate of investment which is brought against yosomim, meaning an iska investment which was managed by the father, which the investor claims from the heir's estate, the Dayani Goa said, nishma v'gova kul, he swears he was never paid and collects it fully. And the Dayani Eretz Yisrael say he swears and collects only half. Since half the money of an iska is considered like a loan and half is like a pikadon, the loan half is definitely collected since the father would have to pay it as well, having no defense against the shtar. The Tanaim argue about the pikadon half. So once again, the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree, a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a shomer in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, and an investor arguing with you so many about how much of an iska they must return, just the milva half or the pikadon half as well. All right, so now it's time for Forbalaba Chazara, Daf Samach Vav. So the Simmer Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the Simmon. So here goes. The tailor who just finished sewing, that must be on Daf Samach Vav. The tailor who just finished sewing a picture of a beehive on a shirt with the word kakarka underneath, which reminds us, a Mishnah discusses a kaveres dvorim, a beehive which the Gemara assumes was attached to the ground. When Yazir says, Hari kakarka, it is halachically like land and can be acquired with money, a shtar, or chazaka. One may write a prusbol for a loan on its basis. The beehive, including its honey, is not susceptible to tumah while in its place. And one who breaks honey out of it on Shabbos is chayev to bring a chattas for katsira for reaping. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is based on a drush of Yitba Osal B'Yar's Hadvash, and he dipped it into the forest of honey, teaching Ma Yar Hatosh Me'ana B'Shabbos Chayv Chatas, just as with a forest. One who detaches something from it on Shabbos is Chayv for Chatas, so too with honey. One who breaks it off from the hive on Shabbos is Chayv for Chatas, even if it's not physically attached. So the tailor who just finished sewing a picture of a beehive on a shirt with the word Kakarka underneath and planned to keep it on a metal baker board attached to the wall, which reminds Gmor brings a machlokas if a dafshel nachtomim, a baker's board, is susceptible to tumah and clarifies that the Mishnah is discussing a metal board. So the tailor who just finished sewing a picture of a beehive on a shirt with the word Kakarka underneath and planned to keep it on a metal baker board attached to the wall was dismayed when it got wet from rainwater which bounced off a mill ring onto it and some nearby seeds on the floor, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether rainwater that one wants to wash his attached mill ring is able to be makshir seeds. Daf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue, that must be more on Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamoicher Zochatzer Macher Batim Boros Shichin Ma'aros. One who sells a courtyard automatically sells the houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults in the Chatzer of Elohis Metaltim, but not the movable items there. If he said, Hu V'chomash Basocha, I'm selling the Chatzer and everything in it, then all Metaltim used exclusively the Chatzer are included. So the man who bought a Chatzer to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed that the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a kinyan chazaka on the nearby sandfield for the volleyball game, he wasn't also kona the riverbed nearby, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Marchu Achulsis Matzula, if one sold to another, both a sandfield and a riverbed, Hichzik Bechulsis Lokan Matzula, if the buyer made a kinyan chazaka on the sandfield, he has not yet acquired the riverbed or vice versa, even if they are adjacent to each other. Since there are distinct properties, a chazaka on one does not acquire the other. So the man who bought a chutzner to host a grand family barbecue was disappointed the portable sizzling grill was not included in the sale. And when he sent his son to make a kinyan chazaka on the nearby sandfield for the volleyball game, he wasn't also kona the riverbed nearby, but was relieved that the seller of the olive press said he's selling it and everything in it, so at least they would have olive oil for their salad, which reminds us. The next Mishnah lists what is sold together with an olive press, the pool, which holds the olives, the crusher, which is the mortar where they are first crushed, and the maidens, which is the cedar poles which support the beam which presses the olives, are sold with the olive press. However, he does not sell the pole, wheel, and beam, which are portable. If he said, I'm selling hu v'chomash v'socho, it and everything in it, these items are also sold. Daf Samaches, so the similar Daf Samaches is schach. So here goes. The wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamocher Seir, one who sells a city, Macher Batim Boroshich Ma'aros, he sells its houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults, as well as its bathhouses, dovecotes, all presses, and Beisha Shalachim, which is defined later as either fields requiring irrigation or gardens. If he says he's selling it and everything in it, afil hayoba behema va'avadim, even if there were animals and slaves in the city, they're included in the sale. The Gemara continues with the discussion whether this proves slaves are considered like metaltelin or not. So the wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled. It also included the town clerk to keep records of property boundaries, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, the one who sells a city automatically sells the santer. In Babel, they said that this means bar machvanisa, a town clerk, meaning a slave who keeps records of the boundaries of people's properties in the city. Shim ben Avtuma said, it means bage, the fields surrounding the city. So, the wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled it also included the town court to keep records of property boundaries and the surrounding field, which included the stones he'd use to weigh down the cut Schach on windy days. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states about one who sold a field, Marcus of Vandim Shehem Osarcho. He sold the stones which are for the field's needs, which the Gemara will define. Daf Samach Tes. So, the Simon Daf Samach Tes raises a soot, and we often use a chimney sweep in the Simon. So, here goes. The chimney sweep, that must be more on Daf Samach Tes, soot. The chimney sweep, he uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Avanim Shehem Lasarcha, stones for the needs of the field are sold with the field. In Babel, this was explained as Avni Dakba, stones for weighing down harvested grain to keep it in place. Ul explained it as Avanim Hasudur Tzagadir, stones arranged for building a fence around the field. So the chimney sweep used his brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field that were standing in between the field and the two extra palm trees included in the sale, by the seller saying, Aravidikle, which reminds us, one who sells a field automatically includes its trees in the sale, except for mature carob and sycamore trees. If he says, I'm selling you Aravidikle, land and palms, this means he sold two palm trees in addition to the land. Therefore, Yisle Dikle, if he has palms outside this land being sold, Yahavli Tre Dikle, he gives the buyer two of those palms. If he has none, he buys two palms for him to maintain his honesty, although the sale wasn't binding. If he has palms on which others have a shibud, he must redeem them by paying the debt. So the chimney sweep who used his brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, that were standing in between the field and the two extra palm trees included in the sale by the seller saying, Aravidikle, held off from cutting branches off a tree to make a new brush, since it was excluded from the sale by the seller saying, Labar Medikla Planya, which reminds us, if the seller said, I'm selling you the field, Labar Medikla Planya, except for that particular palm, then if the specified tree is Diklatava, a good palm, which produces a normal amount of fruit, then he retained only that palm, but sold the rest. If it is a Diklabisha, a bad palm, which produces less than a cup of fruit, then he certainly also retained those palms, which do produce fruit. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf to be mochos tanaim if mocher ba'an yafa mocher, where the person sells with a generous eye? That's on daf? Samach Dalad. Good. Number two, which daf to be when a chazaka on a sand field does not acquire the adjacent riverbed? That's on daf? Samach Zayin. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss if a shomer is believed to say he will return the pikadon if the mafkid is holding onto a shtar? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss why Rabbi Eliezer considers a kaver's devorim, a beehive, like karka? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number five, which of them, the one who says, I'm selling you land and palms, means he sold two palms in addition to the land? That's on daf Samach Tes. Good. Number six, which daf do we discuss when a pipe attached to the ground disqualifies a mikveh? That's on daf Samach Hey. Good. Number seven, which of them, according to one opinion, stones for the field's needs are stones arranged to be used for building a fence around the field? That's on daf Samach Tes. Good. Number eight, which daf do we discuss what the din is when a shtar of an iska is brought against Yisomim? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number nine, which daf do you discuss what is included in the sale of an olive press? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 10, which daf do you discuss what is meant when one sells a field except for a specific carob tree? That's on daf Ayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody from Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.